2018 is an election year in Arkansas, and just before the new year officially began, Governor Asa Hutchinson gained an official primary opponent, Jan Morgan. The Hot Springs resident and gun range owner is already gaining national attention, but Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, if she really has a chance to unseat a popular incumbent governor from her own party.
What do you assess of her chances in a Republican primary?
Well, they're not quite dismissible. I've described her, and I like it, and she liked it. She put it on social media. She liked it. A combination of a morphing of Ted Nugent, Sarah Palin, and Tommy Robinson. She's telegenic. She's trained in television communications. She is of this Bannon insurgent right. She campaigned in Alabama for Roy Moore. Asa has some issues. Governor Hutchinson has some issues on his right flank because he's tried to govern responsibly and pragmatically, and his right flank doesn't want that. So she is at the minimum, she's going to be a noisemaker, and she's going to be a newsmaker, and she's going to represent this right-wing resistance and disaffection for Asa. It stands to reason with his credibility in the party, with his time in the party, with the respect he has in the party, he will. I'm not giving her a chance to be the nominee yet. But Skip Rutherford put on Twitter one night some historical context. We have a history in the state of sort of extreme or eccentric candidates opposing an incumbent in a primary, a governor's incumbent in the primary, and getting such a percentage of the vote that it weakens that person or drives them into actions that they might not have taken. Jim Johnson, right. Justice Jim Johnson, scaring Faubus in 56 to the point that Faubus, we had the Central High crisis. Bill Clinton, Monroe Schwarzlow's got 31%, which portended that Frank White was going to beat Bill Clinton. I just think that this could have some effect, not on the outcome of who the nominee is, but on and not on whether Jared Henderson or what the Democratic nominee will beat Asa if he is the nominee, but the kind of governor Asa will be at least from now until May. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to shore up his right-wing bona fides, and we're seeing, he's already out of nowhere. Hey, open carry, I think that's the law. And then last week he calls in the reporter and said, look how much I've cut from Medicaid. I think from now until May, he is gonna be forced tactically to show us his ultra-right side.
There's a candidate for disaffected Republican primary voters to cast their displeasure with Governor Hutchinson,
and she's
which is what we saw in those other ones that you mentioned.
This state still, to some extent, treats politics as entertainment. She's a personality. I mean, she's the gun goddess. She's the first lady of the Second Amendment. She's on a motorcycle. She's got a gun. She talks. She gave some testimony, which you can see on YouTube, to the legislature, that almost brought me to my feet, even though I disagreed with every syllable she uttered. So she's going to give us something to watch and comment on. And Asa's a little something to worry about. A little something to worry about.
All right, we'll keep our eye on that one. We also learned late last week, too, that there is a potential constitutional amendment to bring limited casinos to Arkansas. 3 casinos would be the total that could be allowed, with the biggest portion of the tax proceeds going to finance roads in Arkansas, highways and some infrastructure. This may actually have some appeal, you and I believe.
Yeah. Two basic concepts that I'll get on the table first. The idea of writing casinos into the Constitution and the idea of committing money to highways in the Constitution, I just don't like any of it. But And we've had some horrible proposals. The most recent one was some Missouri guys were writing themselves by name, by LLC name, right, into the Constitution. People got wind of that. This is the smart one. This is the smart one. This is, let's take the, politically smart, let's put casinos in areas of economic depression where we can get
Jefferson County, Crittenden County,
and one other, where we can get some local officials to realize or to buy the economic benefit, and then let's tell the people we're going to use the money to fix their roads. and maybe even get some road industry establishment people to come along with that. This is the one of all, and over the years we've seen some shady and weird proposals this is the one to take seriously. They've got it right this time. Now, Oakland and the churches and the people like me who think the
Southland,
they're gonna give it all the opposition they feel that it deserves, and it will be vigorous. But this is the most solid, credible, defensible constitutional proposal that I have seen on the issue of casinos. I personally continue to believe that the worst thing you can do to try to shore up Pine Bluff's economy is to put a casino in the middle of it. But it's money, and people in Pine Bluff apparently have a different view. So in addition to Jan Morgan and whatever else is happening, this is a proposal to watch.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation and news from around the state at TalkBusiness.net.